Hello.
Hey, Nicole, this is Aaron.
Okay, you can hear me now.
Awesome. So I think you just sent me the website questionnaire form. I see it on my screen here.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go ahead and get the process started. Just bear with me for a moment. Let me confirm the details here real quick, okay?
Okay.
Nicole West, yeah?
Right.
And best contact number 410-814-9585.
Yep.
And theshinynick@yahoo.com.
Deshinanick, yeah.
Deshinanick@yahoo.com. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and process the payment. Okay.
So what's the time frame of the turnaround? My website is already pretty much complete.
Turnaround time is 24 hours, 24 to 48 hours. That depends on how fast you are with the responses. If you provide us the response right away, it'll help us finish the website sooner. So you're looking at about a week and a half, 2 weeks time.
Mm-hmm.
So that will work for you,
now,
right?
But in the meantime, will the website be like non-published? It won't be published, right?
Yeah, your existing website is gonna stay there until we finish the new website. And once the new website, it's gonna be hosted on our demo server till we finish the website. And once it's finished and finalized, and you give us a green light, then we go ahead and replace it with the old website.
Okay. And for this, do you have to have access to my current engine? All of that stuff?
No, because we're going to create it from the scratch, literally.
Oh.
We're going to use the old website as a reference, but we'll provide you with new dynamic and interactive mock-ups, because you said that the current design and layout, it looks like, I mean, although you had it developed recently, but it kind of looks outdated, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but if you use a whole new search engine, then you're not using my GoDaddy and stuff, and so that changes things. Then,
I mean, we're gonna use the same domain. We're gonna use the same domain that you have through GoDaddy.
Right.
So the domain name is gonna stay there. We're gonna use the GoDaddy. It's just that we're gonna replace the data that you have on GoDaddy under the domain name. We're gonna replace it with the new website. It makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to get it. I'm not a tech person, so I'm trying to make sure I understand.
So the whole idea is that the old website is going to stay there until we finalize the new website. And once you give us a go ahead, okay, you're satisfied with the new website, with the mock-up, with the design, and with the functionalities, then we're going to replace the new website with the old website, and it's going to be under the same domain name that you have with GoDaddy.
Can I ask you one more thing? Is that possible, being as though, like, the person that designed my website basically told me it wasn't a whole bunch she could do because my website was being powered by GoDaddy, which limited her on things. So how are you able to, like, do even better when she said that she was limited because of that? Like, she said there was a more expensive domain, like Wix and all that kind of stuff. And she was saying, because I didn't choose that, I'm limited by how my design is, or like the layout per se.
That's because they were offering the template. What we are offering is a custom-based design.
Okay.
Yep. Now, let's say if we get the process going right now, within a couple hours, 2 to 3 hours, hopefully by the end of the day today, I'll be able to present you with a couple of design mock-ups and layout options for you to look at.
Okay, so that's the only thing I didn't understand. Now that I sat down and got a chance to, like, look back at, like, the difference between what she said she could do and what you're offering, like, that's what she was pretty much telling me.
Well,
that
I can assure you, Nicole,
Okay.
I'll be the one taking care of the project for you. I'll be the main point of contact for you. So if there's anything, you'll be able to you can always reach out to me directly. You have my direct line as well, the 1213 DLA number.
Right.
So
Yeah,
that's
no,
what.
I'm comfortable with that. I think for me, I'm kind of disappointed because I spent so much money, and I'm just trying to make sure I'm not going to run into that again, and then somebody, a third person, will be telling me, "Oh, well, they didn't do this because of this." So,
Well,
you hire people because you don't really know. I can do it myself, but
yeah, of course, and I also mentioned that I will also be polishing and optimizing the content for you so that it starts coming up on the first page of Google. So that's really important that for our clients and to make sure that it's mobile responsive, because so that it starts coming up on all, across all mobile devices on iOS and Android. So those are some of the features that are really important to our clients. So we make sure that we put it in on our website projects.
Okay, Aaron, I appreciate you explaining to me. It's just I think I'm just kind of
Yeah.
frustrated now
No
looking back at
problem.
it.
No problem. No problem. So I have your questionnaire form. I'll go ahead and pass it on to my design team. I have your account confirmation number. Can you write it down somewhere, please?
Yeah.
It's NWD1678.
17. You said NWD?
Yep. NWD1678.
B as in boy.
D as in Delta.
Oh.
Right. Let me go ahead and the process payment for you as well, so that I can send you the receipt.
I'm on the web. I'm already using the web to process it.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I was already there. Oh, wait a minute. Well, I was just saying my code is incorrect. Okay, please try again, please. Hold on 1 second. Oh my goodness.
So as you can see, I mentioned it in the email as well. The total amount is 1,000. The initial amount you'll be putting down today, it's 500, and then another 250 once you approve the design and before we get the website live. You can release the other 250. I hope that's just gonna work for you, right? Cool.
But where's the invoice for that?
Where's the what?
The invoice.
You haven't received the invoice?
No.
Okay.
It's like the printout for it, or like you just said, the details, but.
You,
Hold
you'll get
on.
yeah, you'll get the receipt once you process the payment, but let me mention the breakdown in the email as well. Let me mention the detailed breakdown in the email, because I just put the amount and the partial payment on the email. And the estimated time of completion, I'm putting it as 2 weeks, one to 2 weeks. That would work for you though, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. The domain bestcareessential.com, right? Is that your picture on the homepage?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
So no, that's not the domain though. Oh, you meant the web page.
Yeah, the web page.
Yes, that's me.
Okay, and are you using the same link that I gave you?
Or the, yeah. All right, I don't know. I'm not going to try it again because it's not taking my card. So this is authenticate a login, return expected response.
Would you like me to do it from my end?
No, because I like to, well, it, I mean, I wanted to have an electronic trace of it. That's why I wanted to do it on the web. But for some reason, it's not taking the merchant.
What is it saying?
What is it? Okay. Where are you located?
We're in San Jose, California.
It's saying it's not inside the, it's used outside Great Britain.
Sorry. Can you say that one more
it's
time?
Saying that it's saying that it's used outside of Great Britain. I don't know if that's why my bank won't confirm it.
Great Britain. Oh, I mean,
yeah.
We have our merchants in UK, in US, and in Canada. So I think the one that you were trying to process from is in Great Britain. But let me, can you come on our chat on our website again?
Yeah. All right, this is getting me. Now I'm really mad.
Yeah, apologies for that.
It processed me for $2.50, like five times.
The total amount is $500. It's like $495 and then two point five and then 2.5. That's how it's. Does it say it's been processed?
Time is it? Yeah, I guess it went through.
Yeah, I see that it still hasn't been processed.
All right, now I'm gonna have to call my bank because it charged me $2.50 one, two, three, four, five, six times. I don't know why I did that.
Oh, that's weird.
Yep.
Did you get, like, a text from your bank?
Yep.
Is it asking you to confirm the payment? Like, give a go-ahead on
that?
Yeah,
I'm getting emails saying that I was charged $2.50 from the same merchant.
So usually what happens is the total amount that comes off, it's $500, and it's $495, and then $2.5 and $2.5 for the transaction fee and the merchant fee. But the total amount is
why does it do that, though?
But the total amount that comes out, it's 500. So 500, 495.
If I start to be separate like that, because what can happen is my bank will flag that as suspicious. And so I don't want to have trouble trying to process this payment when my bank would flag it as suspicious, because that's not normal. Do you know why it's doing that?
I don't know. Let me ask the bank. Okay. Now, it's quite possible that you tried clicking on it twice, or when you put the send, when you click the pay option, the pay button, you might have clicked it twice. But the transaction, there are like three transactions that comes out. Total amount is 500. It comes out at like 495, and then 2.5, that's the transaction fee, and 2.5, that's the merchant fee. And you can call up your bank or let them know that you're trying to process the payment so that they can go ahead and complete the...
Before we go forward, then I'm going to need you guys to return one of those fees, because now I'm going to have to call my bank and say that this payment was processed twice.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and get the other additional amount back to you. That's not a problem. But the total amount hasn't been processed yet. It's there's still like a bank hold on it. I'll go ahead and return you the additional amount that came out. That's not an issue. Okay, let's do one thing. You don't have to do anything. Let me... You still with me?
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm just upset.
Yeah, don't do anything. Let me reach out to my billing department. Let me get this sorted out first, okay? And then I'm going to call you back in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would it be okay if I call you back in 5 minutes?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Just bear with me for a moment.